This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore has been a longtime hero to a lot of evangelicals. Now, as Moore's Republican U.S. Senate campaign is being imperiled by allegations of sexual impropriety with an underage girl that have supposedly happened 40 years ago, there's a lot of soul-searching discussion going on. Pastor Tom Brown's known Moore for a quarter century.
He's always been a man of character, integrity, and honor. And there's nothing in those 25 years that I've seen that would challenge that. And so that's all I can go by.
Moore maintains the allegations are not true. A magnitude 7.2 earthquake hit the region along the border between Iran and Iraq Sunday, killing at least 61, injuring 300 others in Iran. In New York City, a memorial Sunday for the victims of the September 2001 American Airlines flight that crashed after takeoff from Kennedy Airport en route to the Dominican Republic.
A solemn ceremony was held at the crash site in Bell Harbor, Queens, where a memorial to the 265 people who died in that plane crash stands. Mayor Bill de Blasio told family and friends the city will never forget.
Through our tears, we remember that one of our city's worst days also showed us our city at its best.
Investigators blame the crash on the tail's plane detaching after a co-pilot responding to turbulence put stress on the rudder. Julie Walker, New York.
A South Texas church where more than two dozen people were killed in the deadliest shooting in the state's history has opened its doors to congregants and the public for the first time since the tragedy last weekend. The inside of First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs had been transformed into a memorial when it was opened today. In the live TV interview, Lebanon's Saad Hariri says he's returning. This is townhall.com.
I'm sure that every one of you understands the importance of oral care to your overall health. There's no denying the connection. I'm also sure that many of you have a sensitive mouth or sensitive gums or painful canker sores or, sadly, maybe even chemo sores from cancer treatment. What you may not know is that your mouthwash, especially if it's one of the brands that burns, may be making things worse. You should try non-irritating, alcohol-free Closest Oral Rinse. That's C-L-O-S-Y-S. Closest is like first aid for your mouth. It's as gentle as water, but it helps relieve common but uncomfortable, even painful issues in your mouth. Unlike other mouthwashes, Closest is also pH balanced, which eliminates the burn and irritation. Try Closest Oral Rinse for sensitive mouth, gums, and canker sores for pain-free oral care. That's C-L-O-S-Y-S. Closest. Learn more about the gentle, effective oral rinse at Closest.com or get Closest today at Walgreens, CVS Health, and Walmart.
A cautionary tale of a dog park.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office in Florida was called to Bicentennial Park after a report of contaminated meat found. Inside the meatballs were small fish hooks. Thankfully, none of the dogs were injured. No one saw who put the meatballs in the dog park. Police say the meatballs were still cold and sweating like they'd been frozen and had thawed in the sun for a while. Val Dior reporting.
Long-haul carrier Emirates says it will buy 40 Boeing 787-10 Dreamliners. It's a deal worth some $15.1 billion. The airline made the announcement today at the start of the biennial Dubai Air Show. The Middle East's largest air carrier also unveiled new state-of-the-art first-class private suites. You can check out more of these stories. It's simple. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There have been reports that drinking alcoholic beverages can cause cancer. The American Society for Clinical Oncology reviewed the science, and general physician Dr. Charles Snyderman has a review.
Alcohol is changing the body to acetaldehyde, a known cause of experimental cancer. Alcoholic beverage use is associated with increased risk of cancers in the mouth, throat, digestive tract, liver, and breast. Risk is proportional to the amount of alcohol consumed regardless of the source, beer, wine, or liquors. There was no data on occasional drinking versus daily use, and no way way to account for factors other than alcohol, like diet or tobacco, that might be contributing to risk. This is Dr. Charles Nadler reporting from Washington.
Someone left more than just their vote behind on Election Day in Portland, Maine. A city clerk looking for the owner of a set of dentures that were found in a polling booth after the elections on Tuesday. So far, no one's come forward to claim the choppers. News and analysis, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. And joining us right now is New York Times best-selling author, the former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, and investigative reporter behind the multiple number one bestsellers, the one and only Edward Klein. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Always good to have you here, and especially to talk about this timely book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, the book that had to be written, right?
Absolutely, and there is a plot, and they are out to destroy him, no question about it.
Yeah, some people would think, well, maybe it's just partisanship. It's just, you know, business as usual on the Beltway. But this is an all-out war. You and I have been talking ever since Donald Trump was elected, and we could see what was going on. And we even discussed that there were, I called them landmines, that were left behind by the Obama administration. And you delved into this. Break this down a little bit more for us, if you would.
Well, in this new book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, I have an FBI report that tells a story about FBI agents who have infiltrated the so-called deep state. That is the rogue elements in the permanent bureaucracy who are out to sabotage Donald Trump. And these FBI agents participated undercover in meetings in church basements in Washington, D.C., where these anti-Trump bureaucrats meet and are instructed by union organizers and community organizers and other left-wingers how to sabotage Trump's agenda by losing files, deleting files from computers, slow-walking regulations that they don't like, and leaking to the press.
Now, does this involve the likes of James Comey and Rod Rosenstein, or at this point it's mostly the lieutenants following orders that we don't understand how it directly is, you know, related to the top, including the former AG, Loretta Lynch?
When we talk about the deep state, we're talking about several things. One, we're talking about appointees by the Clintons and by the Obamas of bureaucrats who are protected by their unions and can hardly be fired and live in Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia, which is a hotbed of liberalism, as you know. And these people are operating more or less, I would say, on their own in terms of talking to each other and getting together and gathering and figuring out how to hurt Donald Trump. But then there are other elements to this deep state such as the intelligence communities. Now, there are 17 agencies in the intelligence community. People think the CIA is it, but it's not. There are a number of, and there are thousands of members there. The intelligence community never liked Donald Trump from the very beginning, putting it mildly. In fact, they were deeply opposed to his candidacy because they thought that Donald Trump would cooperate in some way, shape, or manner with the Russians on Syria, the Middle East, and on other areas where we could find common cause. Now, that, of course, has all gone down the tubes with the Russian interference in our election. But the CIA director, John Brennan, was a great leaker of negative stories about Donald Trump during the campaign and even afterward.
Mm-hmm. Ed, how did they get to having so much concern about a potential relationship with Donald Trump and the Russians when Hillary Clinton already had an established relationship with the Russians?
It's a very good question. You know, Hillary Clinton was trying to, quote, reset, unquote, her, America's relations with the Russians. And what we discovered, not only was she trying to reset relations with the Russians, but she and her campaign, through this opposition research group, Fusion GPS, commissioned a dossier by a British spy that was based on Russian information that turned out to be slightly true here and there, but largely disinformation used to sow confusion and chaos in our electoral process.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, the Fusion GPS report, the dossier that you talk about, its genesis, started out as opposition research within, you know, the GOP candidates, right?
Well, the GOP candidates that didn't like Trump, and we can probably figure that they were Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, yes, they did hire Fusion GPS to do opposition research, but that research had nothing to do with what happened later when the Democrats took over the Fusion GPS opposition research. And it was then and only then that Fusion GPS hired this British spy to put together this dossier in Moscow. The GOP never had anything to do with that British spy.
Right, exactly. But then it ends up in the hands of John McCain, who takes it to Barack Obama.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. John McCain was in a conference in Europe, and he was handed this dossier that some intelligence agency in Europe had gotten his hands on. And he immediately handed this dossier to James Comey, the head of the FBI, who thought of it as so important, which, of course, it turned out not to be important in the sense of being serious information, that he took it to the President of the United States in during a daily intelligence briefing, which is a very important daily morning briefing that the President has on all intelligence, and used this dossier as though it was, you know, gold. And turns out it was dross.
Yes, exactly. Ed, in your book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, it's like, there's like continuing chapters to your book, though you finished, it's already published. You know, now we got the Donna Brazile, you know, chapter, you know, chapters being written.
Absolutely. And I have a blog called edwardkline.com in which I talk about this new Donna Brazile matter. Why did Donna Brazile, who is, 30-year-long loyalist in the Democratic Party, decided to write about bad things about Hillary Clinton, which she did, and bad things about Barack Obama, the president. She said he left the Democratic National Committee broke. And my take on this is that Donna Brazile's reputation was in tatters after it was revealed that she had leaked a question from CNN where she was a paid contributor to the Hillary Clinton campaign during a town hall meeting. And I think this book is her effort to redeem herself by showing her trying to pretend that she's honest and forthright, and at the same time get back at Hillary and Obama for not coming to her assistance and defense when she was fired. She's also, Donna Brazile is a one tough cookie. There's nothing wrong with being, I guess, a tough cookie, but you have to figure out why in the world would she, as a Democrat, write a book that just really, you know,
well, throws the party under the bus.
Yeah,
and I want to get in. I want to get more into that, Ed, if we can. I got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Edward Klein, his book "All Out War: The Plot to Destroy Trump." Right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Just use your mind and they never give you credit.
another chapter at the top of the hour. Welcome back. Edward Klein is with us. We're talking about his brand new book, All Out War. Yes, there is a plot to destroy Trump, lest you think it might be something else. Ed is real clear in his new, brand new book about, this plot that is being conducted. It is an all-out war. And right before the break, we were talking about Donna Brazile. My take, Ed, for what it's worth, is that Donna Brazile, as you mentioned, a 30-year vet. Boy, she earned all the stripes. I think she was a sharp woman. In fact, we even offered her. We said, hey, look, at you know, after the exposure of her revealing the questions to Hillary Clinton, she owed the American people and the Democratic Party an apology for that. And we invited her on the show. Come in, you know, and, you know, let's bear it out. But I think that this book that she just released is about her being relevant once again, because, you know, here she got lost in the weeds. I mean, Tom Perez takes over the DNC over Donna Brazile. I think that her, you know, being in the shadows and not being a player really bothered her. And I think this is her chance for renewed relevance in the party and, in the country at large. What do you think?
I think you are right on the mark with that, Bill. Absolutely. She was marginalized. Nobody was paying any attention to her. She's got an ego the size of the Empire State Building. And here she's now back in the forefront. Everybody's talking about her. And she's making nice to the left wing of the party, the Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren wing, by criticizing the other wing of the party, the Hillary Clinton wing. So, yeah, this is her effort to get back in the game. I don't think it's going to work, because I think she's essentially become toxic and radioactive in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go against the Clinton machine, which still is alive and well. It's not destroyed. It definitely has taken a big hit. But, I think you do it at a grave risk. And maybe she's just figuring, I'm going to roll the big dice and throw the Democratic Party, the Clinton machine, all under the bus. And, we'll see what happens.
I think you're right. And I think it's going to backfire her. I think that Hillary Clinton, whether she knows it or not, and I don't think she does know it, is yesterday's news as far as running for president is concerned. But the people around Hillary who have been part of her campaigns in 2008 and then again in 2016, these are bitter people, because they thought they were going to win the election, she was going to get in the White House, and they were all going to get big White House jobs. Turned
exactly.
out didn't happen. And yes, they are still powerhouses within that party.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. And Ed, what do you make of this whole Uranium One issue that, we've talked about for years now? It seems like years, so much so that Hillary says, well, that's yesterday's news. I don't even know why you're bringing this up anymore. But it has finally gotten traction, on the heels of what you had reported. Peter Schweitzer had reported, this Russian collusion that we had alluded to earlier when we first opened up this conversation. Where does this go?
Well, I think it's all part and parcel of this effort on the part of a number of prosecutors in the Justice Department who were appointed by Donald Trump to pressure Jeff Sessions, their boss, the Attorney General, to open an investigation of Hillary Clinton. I mean, there are many, many levels on which that investigation can go, including the Uranium One deal, the $135 million that was donated by people connected to that uranium deal to the Clinton Foundation, the $500,000 that Bill Clinton was paid by a Moscow bank to give us a speech. There are lots and lots of things. So far, Jeff Sessions has resisted this pressure. We'll see what happens.
Is she too big to jail?
Well, that's a good question. It's a very good question. And I don't think Donald Trump's supporters think she's too big to jail. They keep yelling, lock her up, lock her up. It'll be very hard in this kind of a democracy for a Republican administration to send a Democratic opponent like Hillary to jail. I think it would be extremely hard.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, by comparison, and we've been reporting on this, Ed, a Navy corpsman, you may have remembered that Donald Trump brought this up in his campaign when he was running for president. This young man who had been in the Navy for 13 years, had an exemplary service early on in his career, took some photos in a classified, submarine, which is, in that context, minor violation, okay, generally. You may get a reduction in pay. You're going to spend a little bit of time in the brig, possibly. But, a minor, kind of a slap in the on the wrist more than anything else. Well, 13 years later, it comes up, and he spends a year in jail, dishonorably discharged. I mean, it is absolutely disturbing. And in his case, a minor infraction of classified information. Hillary, which, of course, now we're understanding the language, how it had been changed by James Comey and how Loretta Lynch was involved in, making it a matter and, other than what it really was. And even the language and talking about the mishandling, reckless mishandling, as opposed to what they originally wanted to call it, which at that point, it really sends up the flags and says, you got to prosecute this thing. But the language has all been finessed to give her a lot of room. And, and I'm not sure what James Comey was thinking in handling this whole deal. I mean, because he seems, you talk about some reckless mishandling. I think he was a bit reckless in how he handled the whole Hillary Clinton scandal.
No question about it. He drew up this agenda and this commentary, 2 months before he even ended his investigation and before he had Hillary Clinton interrogated or talked to or interviewed. And we know that he changed his gross negligence phrase, which is certainly a huge offense against a statute, a federal statute, to extreme, whatever it was, extreme
mishandling.
Mishandling, which is a little slap on the wrist kind of. Yes, I think he mishandled the whole thing, and then he opened up the investigation 11 days before the election, then he closed it. It was a mess, and he's a mess. He really seems to me to be a guy who was looking to keep his reputation spotless and instead just made himself into a laughingstock.
Well, the FBI was always quick, and those in the Beltway talking about James Comey, they always lauded his praises, how credible he was and everything. And of course, when anybody is introduced that way, it always throws up flags for me because I go, who are you trying to convince by saying this all the time? And maybe they were trying to convince themselves. But in the inner machinations, we're talking thousands of agents quite disturbed at the politicization of their organization.
In this new book of mine, All at War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, I have a section in which James Comey's deputy, a guy named McCabe, testifies before Congress what a great guy Comey was. Everybody in the FBI loved him and so forth and so on. And then goes to Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. This has never been published before until my book. And tells him that James Comey was a terrible director of the FBI. He stabbed his boss in the back. He said, he mishandled the investigation of Hillary Clinton. He treated his subordinates terribly. I mean, this was partly the reason Rod Rosenstein then recommended that James Comey be fired.
Be fired. Exactly. Well, there's so much to read in this book, All Out War. You'll be very interested and to hear and read the revelations of George Soros and bankrolling the resistance and why the former president Barack Obama won't be leading it. It goes on and on. This is quite the book. And as I mentioned, it continues to write itself. And Ed, where can they go to be in touch with you?
Well, you can go to edwardkline.com. That's my website where you can get all my blogs and all of my articles and everything that I've written. And you can also order the book there. Or you can order it on Amazon by just clicking in All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump.
And it'll be linked and featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. So we're going to make it easy for you to get your hands on All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. Ed Klein, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Ed, it's always been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. According to a National Safety Council poll, approximately 1 in 4 Americans has been directly affected by the opioid crisis. They may know someone who has overdosed, someone who is addicted, or they may have become addicted themselves. The National Safety Council has launched the Stop Everyday Killers campaign nationwide to literally illustrate the faces behind the numbers. The campaign includes a memorial wall made of pills, individually hand-carved with the faces of the 22,000 people lost last year to prescription opioid overdose. The memorial will travel across the country in the coming months. The campaign also seeks to educate about the scope of the problem and promote proven solutions. Deborah Herzman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council.
The opioid crisis is the most fatal drug epidemic in recorded U.S. history. It claims a life every 24 minutes. The Stop Everyday Killers campaign will play a critical role in shifting the national attitude about opioid painkillers while simultaneously prompting visitors to take life-saving actions.
To learn more, visit StopEverydayKillers.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
He almost sounds like Tony the Tiger there, huh? Great day. Why not? Hey, welcome back, America. Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it's the season to be frantic, right, for millions of Americans. Getting everything done on time for the holidays is stressful, time-consuming, and expensive. So how can we simplify our holiday to-do list, get it all done, and save money in the process? Well, listen up. Money-saving expert Kelsey Hubbard joins us. She knows hectic. From money-saving tips to utilizing brilliant time savers, she's here with simple shortcuts that'll make your holiday season more streamlined, less stressful, and more joyful. A thing to note here about Kelsey, she's a freelance anchor and correspondent for BBC Capital in New York as part of the global website launch in 2013. She created and developed the 90-second financial fix. Don't we love things that are measured in seconds? If you can fix your finances in 90 seconds, maybe the simple thing, Kelsey, just you spend less than what you make and put some of that money aside and, you know, along with a couple of other ideas, 90 seconds and you're healed, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, it's not always so complicated, right? If you take some time each day to sort of put some simple things into your life, like a budget, make sure you check it. I mean, There's no point in having a budget if you never check it or follow up, right? So if you just
exactly.
kind of remind yourself each day, it's not so complicated and we can stick to it.
Yeah, you don't need to follow the lead of the government, you know, just because they have checks, they think they can keep writing them, you know, and that somehow the money will be there. I'm in California these days. It's even more insane than anything else. So, unfortunately, if you follow the lead of politicians, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble and you'll need more than 90-second financial fixes to take care of your problem.
Well, I think the best advice is just to follow what your parents probably told you. Don't spend more than you make, right?
Yeah,
if you can't
right.
pay the
yeah.
bill, then don't put down the money. So it's a good thing to remember this holiday season because people always kind of have that holiday hangover in January when they get those bills coming in. And
exactly.
And they think, whoops. What did I do?
Well, you know, speaking of the holidays, it's fast approaching. I can't believe it, Kelsey, how fast this year has been, right? And here we are, Thanksgiving. I mean, I can already smell the turkey. I mean, it's ready to go. And pumpkin pie everywhere you go. So it's the season. But help us out here in maximizing our savings and managing our time so we can get it all done. What say you?
Well, the first thing to do is to really take a step back and don't put so much pressure on ourselves during the holidays. You know, we end up spending too much money and stressing out too much, and nobody really wants that. And even though we say we're not going to do it each year, slowly it does creep up. So I want to really help you in two areas. One, how you're shopping, and the second, what you're shopping for. First, the how. Well, it's no surprise that holiday shopping trends have changed over the last few years thanks to technology. So use it. Make it your friend. Why fight the holiday crowds when you don't have to leave your home? You don't have to leave your couch. You can get what you need quickly and conveniently with Amazon. Mm-hmm. Now, they definitely solve the how to get your gifts, but they also check off that box of what to get people on your list because a lot of people would love some new technology, and this Fire 7 is great for so many on your list. It's the next generation of Amazon's best-selling tablet. It's mm-hmm. now thinner and lighter, has an improved 7-inch IPS display, and what I love the most, a longer battery life. I'm always running out and charging and right in the middle of everything. But this will solve that for you. And it also has improved Wi-Fi connectivity. And, of course, we all love Alexa.
With, yeah, exactly.
So that's great. And the best part is it's still only $49.99. So
I know, it's an incredible deal. Incredible deal. You know, and the cool thing about getting all prepared and getting your shopping done is that you don't have to worry about a parking space. And you can actually go to the mall and just kind of smile at all the other people stressed out, knowing that you've got it covered, right?
That's right. And you should use technology. Your smartphone, for example, is a great way to do your shopping. From last-minute gifts, if you do wait too long, to booking holiday travel, perhaps for yourself, right? So you can save a lot of time and money with the right service provider by using the smartphone. Let it do the legwork for you, really. It's just easier. So just in time for the holidays, Straight Talk Wireless is launching its new Ultimate Unlimited plan. It's just $55 a month, and it starts November 16th. It's available. Straight Talk Ultimate Plan will help you tackle the holidays. And get this, I love this. Stream your favorite videos at DVD quality without worrying about running out of the high-speed data. So, you know, maybe you've got some kids you need to entertain while you get your shopping or your wrapping done. This is perfect. And with Straight Talk Wireless, you get the best phones on the best networks for less, all with no contracts, no credit checks, and my personal favorite, no mystery fees. How many of us sort of got those fees after the fact? So really, let that tech do the work for you.
You know, without a doubt. You know, great ideas and great shopping opportunities, as you say, for the season. If it's going to be a tech kind of season for you, plenty of great offerings, right?
Yeah, it really is true. And, you know, everybody sort of loves it. And you can also pick some stuff up for yourself, too, if you want. A great item that would please anyone on your list, whether you're parents of school-age kids or students, designers, or for all those DIYers out there, this Expression ET2750 EcoTank by Epson really can help people get creative and give them something they need to make their lives and even maybe their jobs easier. Mm-hmm. It's a cartridge-free, all-in-one printer. It's wireless, and it features super-sized ink tank. I don't know about you, but I always seem to run out of ink at the worst possible time. So this really takes care of that headache. It includes up to 2 years of ink in the box. That's
enough
to print 5,200 pages, or an equivalent to about 30 ink cartridge sets. So it's really great if you know, get it ahead of the holidays and you want to send out holiday cards, you can make them right here. Or perhaps some gifts with pictures for grandma, grandpa, you can put that all together here. Or if you give it as a gift, they could do their thank you cards on it. Maybe make a post-holiday collage of all the family time that you're spending and put together something really nice for the new year. So it helps all with all of those things, especially, as I said, those DIYers on your list could probably really use and love something like this in the new year.
You know, you bring up a good point here, Kelsey, and that is that sometimes we overlook pictures. Family pictures, I love getting family pictures. You know, people will sit there and they, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, they're going crazy at the mall and trying to find a parking space we talked about before and trying to find the right gift. It's like, just send me a picture of your favorite moment. Right. Isn't that so cool?
Updated pictures of the kids. That's what she wants.
It was so neat because here recently we had a chance to go through our daughter's move to Maui. And so we brought a lot of her memory box over the childhood years. And she just spent the whole weekend going through all this stuff and the memories. In fact, she found a really sweet note from her grandfather, who has since passed away. It was a day after she was born. And it touched her so deeply, you know. So little things like that go a long way. So great ideas. But let's talk a little bit more about budgeting, because as you say, you know, the season, we get a little carried away, and then comes Monday, you know, comes January, and where all the bills come in, and we go, what were we thinking here? So so what are the big things that we need to do? Because usually there's only like two or three things that we do. If we do, they make a huge difference, right?
That's right. And I think what really you need to do is set a budget, and it's, nobody likes that B word. It just makes everybody a little bit crazy, but you really don't have to stress yourself out. Just put aside a set amount of money in your mind of what you want to spend for the holiday season. And, for example, the simple math says that if you had $1,000, let's say, to spend this holiday season on the gifts and you had 10 people to buy for, well, of course, we could spend $100 on each, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what most people tend to do is they forget about things in their budget like the cost of wrapping paper, decorations, or the holiday cards. And, you know, maybe you'll go out for a few more happy hours with the people at work or with your friends than you typically do. Mm. And all of that adds up very quickly. So if you really only want to spend $1,000 over the holidays, perhaps set aside a couple $100 for that miscellaneous mistletoe you might pick up here and there, and then reduce the per-person gift amount when buying those 10 gifts on your list accordingly, depending on how much you want to spend. But if you can use that technology, again, it is your friend. Set a reminder each week to check your budget, check your list. What have you spent so far? What did you end up spending more on that week than you thought you might? And then you can adjust for the following week. If you stay on top of it, then it can't get away from you.
Yeah, like my friend says, well, you're a $90 friend. You used to be a $100 friend, but now you're a $90 friend. I got a budget to work with now, you know?
Everything's really expensive. It's hard. So if you start out early, you can shop around, you know, shop online with your smartphone, price compare with other things, and then you can really set your budget and your list, and you won't get caught at the end overspending on something because you just can't find anything, so you've got to get something.
Well, 'tis the season to be frantic if that's what you choose to do. But look at it. You've been taking some notes here. Kelsey gave you some great ideas to take the frantic out of the season so that you can enjoy it and save some money and do some smart shopping. And dare I say, this could be probably the most positive holiday shopping experience. And where can they go for more information? So we'll keep it positive here, Kelsey.
All right, Bill, that's right. Less frantic, more fun. Go to Epson.com, Amazon.com, or StraightTalk.com, or you can look for these tips by following me on Twitter at Kelsey Hubbard.
Kelsey Hubbard, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Kelsey.
A new study presented this week at the annual meeting of the American Heart Association reminds us that a growing number of people are at serious risk for heart disease. Dr. Peter Toth of the University of Illinois College of Medicine analyzed health records of nearly 22,000 patients taking statins to control bad cholesterol. Half the patients had high triglycerides and the other half had normal levels. Researchers found that people with high triglycerides had a much higher risk of heart attack, stroke, or death. Dr. Toth explains.
We've clearly made progress in fighting heart disease over the years. We've done a great job bringing LDL, or the bad cholesterol, under control, but the risk of heart disease remains for many patients.
Dr. Toth says certain medical conditions contribute to heart disease and put patients at greater risk.
High triglycerides, diabetes, and obesity are important identifiers of heart disease risk, and we need new approaches to how we manage that risk.
Dr. Toth urges patients to talk to their doctors about what they can do to reduce their heart disease risk. This message is brought to you by Amarin Pharma.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison.
The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
La 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 la.
Mary, Mary.
La 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 la.
Thank you.
When I look back over my life.
Thank you.
And all the times you brought me through.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Father, thank you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you. Let me hear you say thank you.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's where we have an attitude of gratitude here. Why not? Lots to be thankful for. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bob Waliszewski. Yes, that same Bob Waliszewski, the one, the only, who is going to be leaving us alone for a couple of weeks. He's heading to Hawaii, where I just got back from, although he's going to go to the Big Island. It's what is it, hugging time for the daughter unit? Is that what's going on here?
Yes, absolutely. That and someone's got to help the Hawaiian economy, and so my wife and I try to get over there and drop a few dollars. It's very few, but
well, I tried to drop some extra for you. I mean, you know, on part of the Waliszewskis, because we, you know, hey, when you got grandkid, you know, the grandkids running around and stuff like that, you just, you know, it's 'tis the season all the time, you know.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. We don't have any grandkids yet. We have two adult children, but not yet. Someday, hopefully. Our daughter's got to get married first, but our
son is that helps.
So.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, it is the joy of joys. I mean, you talk about the circle of life, you know, and when you got a little one running around there, you just go,
is God good or what? I mean, he had this all planned out. I mean, it's one thing because when you're a parent and then when you become a grandparent, it's like all the mistakes that you made as a parent, you get kind of a chance to do a little bit of a do-over. And even though you may spoil the grandchild, you do it knowingly.
Well, I like the bumper sticker. If I'd have known that grandparenting was so much fun, I would have done that first. You know?
Yes,
so it's like,
exactly.
Yep. And I kind of get that.
Hey, a lot of good stuff in the movie. So you're going to be gone for a couple weeks. We're going to miss you. I hear the minions in the background going, oh, you know, yeah, whoa, we miss Bob. But so have a great time. You will be missed. And, sometimes it's good to know that you'll be missed. So I want you to know that.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you. Hey,
okay.
So because I would normally save this discussion to a week or two from now, but because I am going to be gone, I think our listeners might be interested. I know they'll be interested. Many will be on two films that are out at around the Christmas. The Star,
yes,
which comes out on the 17th. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, this is really actually a very timely discussion. I like it. We gave it a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. It's an animated Christmas story retelling in a creative way. They treat Mary and Joseph very respectfully. They treat the birth of Christ very respectfully. And surrounded around all that is a bunch of silly, goofy animal craziness and even a little bit of bird poop humor thrown in the mix, which is kind of hard to imagine in the Christmas story.
Yeah.
But it works.
So instead of coal in your stocking, you get bird poop? Is that what it is?
You get bird poop. Exactly. There's two jokes. No, I mean, it's typically not what we think of when we think of the Sunday school, your kids dressing up in their costumes and doing a play. We don't have this telling. But it's cute. It's very, it's creative. And as long as they treated Mary, Joseph, the birth of Jesus, that part of it respectfully, I was okay with a little bit of wild shenanigans.
Well, it's animals. You can't control those doggone, because they're non-union. They're non-union, that's why. If they were union, they'd behave themselves. I'm convinced.
There's a scene that I really did chuckle with. The camels are all tied up, and they're wanting to get loose, and so they're jumping over each other to kind of untie each other from this knotted mess of reins that they have. And it's like, whoever thought of that? I thought, well, that's funny. That's cute.
That's exactly
the kind of humor that's in it. So, parents, if you've been wondering, we've gotten a lot of emails here at Focus, because people, is this going to be another Noah? Is this going to be another, retelling of some Bible story that we all go, oh, boy.
Yeah, right.
Boy, did they miss it, But no, they didn't miss it.
Well, good fun. Okay, this weekend. So we got something to look forward to. The Star, huh? All right.
Yeah, and the other one is The Man Who Invented Christmas, which is next weekend, November 22nd. This is it's not a retelling of the Christmas Carol. It's a telling of the backstory of Charles Dickens as to how he came about writing the Christmas Carol. And we jump into some real life with him and into some of his imaginations where he imagines Ebenezer Scrooge and Ebenezer and him talk and they have a conversation and then it's like, okay, there's a character that's coming, And it too was very creative and we gave it a 4.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Mm-hmm. So even a little bit better than The Star, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
now, is this imagination on imagination or is this based on some information? About Charles Dickens.
I tried to find that, and I could not find it. I think it's a little loose in the retelling, Did Charles Dickens really go to a men's club, and the waiter there was named Marley, and he shuffled around, and he thought to himself, there's a character for my story.
Right.
I mean, that's what shows up in this movie, but did it really happen? I kind of doubt it, and I couldn't find anything on it. I just think someone decided to tell us a tale, and they took a little license, but it still was kind of fun and it's kind of cute. So now there is no Christmas story in this Christmas story, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
There's no birth of Christ. There's no mention of the real meaning of the season. But that said, there's nothing negative about it either. It's just, I know some people say, if I'm going to see a Christmas movie, I'd love it somewhere to mention the real, this one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It just leaves it out. So The Man Who Invented Christmas, did Did Charles Dickens invent Christmas? I think no. I think 2,000 years ago in a manger we had Christmas. But what it really means is the man who popularized Christmas, because in 1843, where this movie was set, when Charles Dickens started to write it, Christmas was not celebrated like it is today. It was a very minor holiday, and a lot of people credit Dickens with making it a significant holiday.
Mm-hmm. Now, what, do you know anything about Dickens? I mean, was he motivated by faith? I mean, because the story of go ahead.
Yeah, I did find that as I did some research that, in fact, he even wrote a treatise of some kind that he wanted his kids to know about his faith. I just have to, I didn't read that, I don't know much about that, but the fact that it was important for him to share his faith by writing it down like that tells me that he probably, most likely, was a Christian believer.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, when you really contemplate the whole story, you know, Christmas story from Charles Dickens, I mean, there was a lot of depth. There's a lot to ponder there, you know, and I
well,
think it's one
about
of those
redemption.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not necessarily about Christ being our redeemer. It's about Ebenezer Scrooge, who's so stingy and so selfish. And then by the end of the film, after having these visitations, a bit of a ghost story, ghost of past, present, future, he's a redeemed man. He's a changed man, and he's a generous man. And by the way, they do say that, and we saw this in the credits of the film, that giving at Christmas increased exponentially after the book came out, because people then thought, oh, I want to give more generously at Christmas time too. And
exactly.
To this very day, a lot of people do their heftiest giving at Christmas time.
Do you wonder how many Ebenezer Scrooges get redeemed on Christmas? I mean, even though that's an old story, I mean, you know, because there's just something so magical and powerful about the season. As you say, you know, we may find ourselves being more generous than normal and realizing that, hey, you know, it's not very painful at all. It's actually, as God says, it's better to give than receive. And you understand that dynamic in a whole new way. And you just kind of wonder, you know, I'm glad that we celebrate it every year, because it gives an opportunity for the Ebenezers of the world to, you know, get connected with the truth.
And when the wise men showed up, which probably wasn't right at the birth, like with the shepherds, some even say maybe it was 2 years later, but we somehow connected with the Christmas story. But
yeah, because otherwise it's a 5-hour movie, you know, you can't.
But that giving of gold, frankincense, and myrrh was also set the stage for us to think, oh, there's something about the giving, just like the wise men did.
Exactly.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to also mention that Let There Be Light had another good weekend, over $1 million. It dropped from number 10 to 11. Big deal. It's still doing very, very well.
And they got, almost twice as many theaters this time. So almost close to 800. Yeah, right. So,
and,
excellent.
Same kind of different as me, is in about 300 theaters. I so like that movie. It didn't do very well, but for those listeners who have it in their area, or maybe moved to the Dollar Theater, if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. Daddy's Home 2 came in. Thor came in at number 1. No big surprise.
Right.
56 million. Daddy's Home 2 came in at number 2 at 30 million.
Now you like that. You like Daddy's Home 2, right?
I did, but it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
There's so many good messages about the importance of marriage and fatherhood and friendship and raising your kids right, but there's just enough innuendo and a couple of middle schoolers getting drunk on eggnog that we're supposed to go, isn't that funny? That's hilarious. And I just find it sad that they'd even put that in a bit of language. So couched in a movie that overall was really, I really liked it. I just can't recommend it. We gave it a 2.5. Other one is Murder on the Orient Express came out, and we gave it a 3. Probably would have given it a 3.5, except the book came out in the 1930s,
right?
Agatha Christie's novel. We probably have, a minute?
Well, no, we've got seconds now. We're at about 10 seconds.
Okay. Check our review of Murder on the Orient Express, it's basically positive, listeners, if you're thinking about going to that one. So.
Excellent. Well, look, have a great time with the family. Enjoy your Thanksgiving there on the Big Island, and we'll talk to you when you get back. Bob Waliszewski. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Robert.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Actual.